Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. Okay, and now a lady with a posh voice from Radio 4 will read out the stuff that you've been wanting to tell us this week on Dear Scott. Still time to get your emails in, peoples. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email.
Dear Scott, Becky, Totso, and the extremely sexy PR4L, winking smiley. I nearly crashed my car laughing when I heard you play the clip of Bruce Forsyth exercising with 40 of those.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing this routine now. It's off that TV show where we were given an insight into Bruce Forsyth's rigorous exercise routine.
Since you played it, I've tried to do 40 of those every day, but I'm struggling with my stamina. Do you have any tips on how I can do it every day? And in your opinion, is it possible to do more than 40 a day? Maybe even 60 or 70 a day? Smiley. Love you, babes. High five. Ian, Chippenham.
Now, Ian of Chippenham, I know when, if you saw the documentary, Brucey made it look quite easy, because actually all he was, what looked like he was doing, was just slapping his shins and going, 40 of those. But, it's actually quite hard.
But I always find this a good one to do, because it's just stops you falling asleep, actually. 40 of those.
I wouldn't push yourself too hard. I wouldn't go more than 40, to be honest.
I'm still stinging after 20.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, how do you stop it from stinging?
It gets easier.
Does it?
Do you know something that really grosses Tulip out?
What?
When you play the Bruce exercise noise.
Oh.
Look, she's going, no, don't, please, no. It puts her right up her chicken parmo. I don't know why I enjoy that so much. Sorry, Tulip. No, don't do more than 40 of those. And if you're going to, then just build up to it gradually. Next.
Scott, I've had this thought in my head for a bit, but for whatever reason, my phone won't text you anymore since I changed my tariff and get all my texts free unless I top up more than the basic amount, so I couldn't text it in. Anywho.
Right, good. Well, thanks for that.
You know Champion of Champions, off of Countdown, where the best past contestants come on and compete against each other, knockout style, to crown the ultimate Champion of Champions? I think this would work for Imagine Patrick against Sabina, and the winner going on to face Tracy, or that farm guy from Cumbria. It's the new dimension the show needs. High five. Love you. Ross, off of Cumbria.
Hmm. Good. So, Champion of Champions, that's not a bad idea for What's Occurring. So who we get on? We get Sabina.
Patrick. Tracy.
Ah, oh, Tracy. Could come back on.
The farm...
Hang on a minute.
The farm guy off Cumbria?
Who was that?
I don't remember.
Oh my god, that's really bad. I don't know who that is. Who is that? Maybe the one who doesn't speak knows. Who's the farm guy off of Cumbria?
Doesn't know.
Looking
this
blank.
Is
that's
so
really
embarrassing.
Bad. There's always
it's
one
like
you forget.
It's like when you bump into a friend of someone that you think you know and you can't remember what their name is.
It's like trying to remember the previous year's X Factor contestants. You get past a certain amount and you're like, no, don't remember anymore.
Just go through your phone book.
Oh, yeah. Go on, do last year's.
I didn't watch it last year.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
No, I boycott.
That was a good game.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Next.
What's a pub quiz? Stacey, off of Las Vegas.
Ah, you see, sometimes things just get lost in translation for our American listeners. And
they must have pub quizzes in America, do they not?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is gap in the market. Listen where she's from.
What's a pub quiz? Stacey, off of Las Vegas.
Gap in the market for pub quizzes.
Yes.
The Scott Mills pub quiz in Las Vegas. I could do like a 5-year residency. Like all the big stars do. Not that I'm counting myself as
God,
one of them.
Who are people of similar ilk to
yourself?
Could
have Monday Celine Dion,
yeah,
Tuesday
same.
Elton John in the round, Wednesday Cher, Thursday Scott Mills pub quiz.
We're going to do it at the MGM.
Yes.
You
no, the Venetian.
You just done one of those, what are those things that go up and down?
Gondola.
Yeah, you doing your quiz from a gondola. All the participants stood round the edge.
I would love that. Scott Mills pub quiz in Vegas, baby.
Who do you write to then? We need to get onto that.
I don't know. I'll leave that with you.
What, would we move there or just fly out once a week to do it? Do you have to live there for the time?
I think I probably have to live there if I'm doing a 5-year residency.
Well, no, if you're only on once a week, they pay you so much money, you could fly back.
Mm.
So you have to get someone to cover you on Thursdays.
Oh yeah, that'd be fine. They wouldn't mind that. Next.
Hello again, Scott. I think Greg James looks like Julie Andrews or Bridget Moynihan. Check out the attached photo or click here. Love you, Tony. Listening online in Colorado, originally from Yate, near Bristol.
Yay, I used to live Yate. Used to say it was Chipping Sudbury, but it wasn't. Is that Bridget Moynihan?
Yeah. I thought Bridget Moynihan was a newsreader, but that's Bridget Kendall.
Oh, no, I thought that was Dominic Moynihan.
Yeah, we've both got confused with that. Bridget Moynihan is a beautiful actress of America.
Oh, is it Dermot Murnahan? So it's not Dominic Moynihan at all. Who is that? Is that someone else?
I don't think you've made him
up. Is he the bloke off of those programmes like, oh, I could save you all this money?
No, that's Don't Get Dom. That's Dominic Littlewood.
Right, okay, sorry. Anyway, yes, he does look a little bit like her.
Julie Andrews is a good one for Greg.
But then a lot of blokes look like Julie Andrews. We were playing this in the pub recently. It's a good game, blokes who look like famous girls. And what you do is you get a picture of that famous girl and put it up next to the person you're talking about and just take a picture. And a lot of people do look like Julie Andrews. So that's quite a common one.
And who did you look like again? Liza Minnelli off Sex and the City.
Yes, Liza Minnelli off of When She Does Single Ladies. And Ellen DeGeneres off of American Idol. Just a little bit. Just the eyes. Just the eyes.
And mouth.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Andy has been on from Leicester. He went to see Cher recently at her big show. She's got like a massive residency in Las Vegas. It's his girlfriend that wanted to go.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah. And if we do it at Caesar's Palace... What's wrong with that? We could use her props, which include a gondola, flashing chariot flying across the crowd, and 20 open-minded dancers.
Podcast.
Well, that was embarrassing outside just then.
What happened?
Do you ever think you've seen a famous person and then in the heat of the moment go, hello, but it's not a famous at all?
Yes, because yesterday I thought I saw the bass man off another radio station at an airport.
At an airport?
And it wasn't.
How would you know what he looked like? Wow, that's an amazing spot. Did you go, hello, bass man?
No, but I wanted to. And then I realised it was just a man in glasses.
I just went, hello, Simon, to somebody outside.
Cal?
No, Simon Rimmer, off of Something for the Weekend.
Saturday Kitchen.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him at all.
Was it not?
No, but you only realise that once they've kind of walked away. It's like, that's not him off of Something for the Weekend at all.
He lived in Liverpool, yeah.
That's just a bloke with a bald head. Rubbish. There's some random outside going, hello, Simon.
Those are the two worst spots ever.
I know.
I think mine trumps yours, though, with the bass man.
And now...
The best! Oh, what's occurring?
We are reliving some of our favourite bits of Oh, What's Occurring. These 2 weeks, we're in for Chris. And it's time to meet someone new. He's 16, he's off of Kettering, it's Stuart.
Hello.
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 Are you awake, Stu?
I am.
Welcome to the world of Oh, What's Occurring. Oh, hello?
Hello.
Don't fall back to sleep.
I thought
I'm
you'd
not
gone then.
Back to sleep.
I thought you'd actually fallen asleep, and I've done that before, and like... My friend Nick was, this is years ago, I actually fell asleep on the phone to him and he was going, hello, woo, and trying to do whistle noises and everything and there was no waking me up.
Have you ever fallen asleep whilst doing your show?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of local radio DJs do that, don't they, when they're on overnights?
Yeah, I did that about 4:10 in the morning. I was just slumped on the desk and the record just ended. And then, play another one. So Stuart, what's your plan for today?
Not much. I've got to carry on birthday shopping, but not really anything.
Birthday shopping?
Yeah.
For who?
For my friend, Ellie.
Okay. What have you got so far?
I have her a tin.
Oh, maybe not say if she's listening.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no, she's on holiday. She's not
okay,
listening.
Fine.
So you've got her a tin?
I have her a tin to put things in.
Right.
But the tin's really dirty.
Okay.
Got to clean the tin.
Yeah. Don't really know what to say. What else are you planning on getting? She's not listening.
Some chocolates. Oh, what else is there? Oh, I've forgotten now. There's some nail varnish in there, or a necklace.
Oh.
And some candles that spell out Ellie.
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's a really thoughtful one. I like that.
Now, you filled in the online form.
Yeah.
And interesting fact, your one was, my granddad was babysat by Cilla Black.
Yeah. That's true. I think.
How old is Cilla Black?
Well, I don't know if she babysat him or he babysat her.
So oh, I was going to say.
She was, and she's 67, which is older than my granddad, so she must have babysat my granddad.
Oh, he's right.
67.
He's 57. Now,
I don't know how old he is.
You don't know how old your dad is?
My granddad.
Oh, your granddad, sorry. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm falling asleep now. It's just your calming voice, Stu.
Do you know what, Stuart? You were meant to be on last week, but I rang you and you've been at an all-night party at a garden centre.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do they have all-night raves at garden centres?
They do now. It's the future.
It sounds like it. And Kettering is the first to put it on the map.
Uh-huh, it is.
What do you do, then? Just have a little dance with
Vegas.
The plants?
I dance with the plants.
Or around the plants, what happens at a rave at a garden centre?
Well, it was mainly just in one room at the garden centre.
Oh, you didn't...
We could venture out into the garden centre if we wanted.
Wow.
Just because that's where we live.
Sounds like quite a party.
You live at a garden centre?
That's not where I live, that's where the person's party it was lived.
So they live at a garden centre?
They live at a garden centre.
Who lives at a garden centre?
Someone that owns a garden centre, or Bill and Penn.
Okay, cool.
Did you go to the party of a plant?
Maybe I don't have friends.
Should we play the quiz?
I like that, yeah. Let's play Oh, What's Occurring. Do you ever hear this?
Yeah.
Stuart, come back. You listen in the afternoon, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's play the game.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Right, cast your mind back to when we played a game called Treadmill Trivia. Sorry, I've just seen a really funny text.
Is it the one about someone falling asleep when they were on old Radio 1 DJ Wes's show when he was talking to them on the phone?
Tim and Telford. Hi, Scott. I fell asleep on Radio 1 a few years ago. I was on Wes's early morning quiz and dropped off while he was talking to me. Right, Treadmill Trivia is something that we used to do, which you shouldn't try at home. It's very dangerous. And what happens is we get on a running machine, walking slowly on like a treadmill, and then you get asked questions. For each one you get wrong, the machine gets sped up and until eventually you fly off the back. Like I said, we had crash helmets on and everything. You must not try this at home. It's very dangerous. So we put Roy off of Scouting for Girls on Treadmill Trivia, something for which he has never forgiven us. And even now, still mentions it. Mm. Still got the mental scars of flying off the back of that machine. So, it's a simple question to both of you on the best of Oh, What's Occurring. With Roy for Scouting for Girls, how many questions could Roy get before he flew off the back of the running machine? Let's start with Stuart. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes. How many then? How many questions?
12.
Ooh,
12?
That's optimistic. I'm going to say 6.
Stuart says 12. Becky says 6. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Roy from SFG playing Treadmill Trivia. She said it's not about you. It's not about you, it's me. Hello, Roy of Scouting for Girls.
Hello, Scott.
Your current song is called It's Not About You, It's Me. So today, it's not about you, it's me. Questions about me on Treadmill Trivia. Are you ready?
God.
Fire
yes.
up the treadmill, let's go. What is my full real name?
Scott Mills.
I need a middle name.
Scott Dave Mills.
It's Robert.
whoa.
Which town am I from?
London.
Is wrong. Southampton.
Oh, I knew that as well. That's right. Really annoying.
Which radio station did I first broadcast on?
Radio Southampton.
No, Power FM. Which BBC drama did I feature in as character Paul Lang?
Paul Lang, EastEnders.
No, wrong. Casualty. Put the machine up. What colour are my pyjamas?
They're pink stripes with
wrong. Blue and white
fairies
stripes
on them.
No, it's blue and white stripes. When is my regular show on Radio 1?
It is the drive time one from 4 till 7, just before Zayn.
Correct. What is my tipple of choice?
Champagne.
No, it's wine, Pinot Grigio. Which BBC Three talent show did I recently present, kind of?
Man, I remember seeing this. It was...
I need an answer.
No idea. Can't
up, upstage. Don't upstage. I recently auditioned for which Channel 4 teenage drama?
Hollyoaks.
No, Skins. Two nuns in a bath. One says to the other, where's the soap? What does the other nun say?
Well, he says, I don't know.
Yes, it does, rather, does it? What have I been eating for breakfast for the last 2 weeks?
You've been eating Christmas scraps! Wait!
Yes! Did well, boy. Oh, don't try that at home, that's got to hurt. So, Roy got two questions right there. You were optimistic with the 12 answer, Stu.
A little.
Yeah, it's all fine. Loads of people live at garden centres.
No, it's like two on the text.
No, I've seen... three then. That's loads. Two, so Becky gets the point. Sorry about that. Next one.
Oh, what's the critic?
Stuart, you know Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
Sometimes.
Okay.
When don't you like her and when do you like her?
Oh... Okay, I don't like her, then.
Yeah.
I thought you might have said...
I wasn't thinking he was going to do specifics.
Well, when he said sometimes, I thought maybe on Mondays.
It's early for Stuart, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, like, Miley Cyrus was, like, totally interviewed by, like, Edith Bowman. It's more down here, isn't it? It is, though.
Was that Edith or...
No.
Miley?
No.
Okay, what accent were you doing?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. So, dude... Like, how many times did, like, Miley Cyrus say... What is this now? How many times, dude, did Miley Cyrus say, like, in the, like, interview with, like, Edith Bowman? Becky?
Oh, it was quite a lot. 32.
32? Stuart?
40.
40 of those? Let's find out.
What's the
pity? Your Bruce Forsyth and Miley Cyrus sound very similar.
Same. Like, here's Miley then.
My mom was like, my dad, like, would you want to move to California? And he was like, girls like this, like, and I'm like, I like, and then I'm like, I feel like, and it's like, and he was like,
yeah.
And that's just like, that is what kind of keeps me, like, I grew up listening to, like, and I'm like, you know, like, had like Hillary Duff or like, so this, like, to remember, that's just like, it's like MySpace.
Yeah.
We were just like, it was like every second. And to like
Miley, thank you so much.
Cool, thank you.
Good luck with the film.
Lost count really, but Stuart.
Yeah.
It was blatantly more than 40, wasn't it?
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, what's the pity?
And now for an Oh What's Occurring, starring Greg James off Radio 1. Here's what Greg did. And can I just say, I don't really know why Sarah Cox crops up making weird noises halfway through, so just try to ignore Sarah Cox in the nicest possible way and listen to Greg. Right, where are you, Greg?
I'm just walking into a pub.
Okay, and who have you got with you?
I've got Pippa with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Do you and Pippa often go for a drink at lunchtime?
Not that often, no.
Okay, here's what you're going to do today, yeah?
Yeah.
You and Pippa are going to pretend like you're lovers in actual love.
Ooh.
Is the pub busy?
It's really busy, yeah. Everyone's having lunch and, yeah.
Yeah. So you, Greg, are going to very publicly go down on one knee and very publicly propose to Pippa, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to ask her to marry you in the middle of the pub,
yeah.
And she is going to say yes and accept.
Okay.
What we're going to find out is whether you'll get a spontaneous round of applause from the other drinkers in the pub at lunchtime. All right?
Yeah. It is really busy, actually. There's people sitting down having their hot pot.
I have no idea why Sarah Cox is there yelping.
That wasn't on the original, was it?
I don't know.
It's just a secret recording from somewhere.
I love a public marriage proposal, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Greg will propose to Pippa from our Radio 1 office in the middle of the pub. My question... Will they get a round of applause or not, Stuart?
Yeah.
I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
Becky?
No.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Ah, cheers.
Cheers. How's your day been so far?
Yeah, busy day. Busy. Yeah. Busy.
Just make some small talk.
I'm getting there, hang on.
Hurry up.
Hang on, right, I'm going to do it. Ready? Ladies and gents, excuse me. Hiya, sorry to interrupt your lunch. Can I just have your attention very quickly? Excuse me, hi. I just want to... Pippa? Will you marry me?
Oh my God!
Is it a yes?
Oh my God!
Yes!
Yes! Oh my God!
Oh, I completely forgot about this one, but...
They did get a round of applause, but I like the way she didn't say yes for ages.
Oh, my God! Yes!
Still a round of applause, despite the fact she hasn't even answered yet. Say it. Yes. Say yes. Say yes.
It's just the way he goes, yes, so yes.
Yes!
So, Stuart, they did give him a round of applause, which means you've won today's Oh, What's Occurring.
Woo!
Do you want to come back on tomorrow?
I do.
No worries. Right, so we'll give you a call at about 7:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's well early for you, but if you could just be awake, that'd be amazing.
I will do, because I'm awake this early today. So
exactly. Give me a high five on your phone, please. Yes. People are getting quicker at it. I love it. Very good response. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you, mate. Podcast. Do you know what I'd quite like to do now? An impromptu round of the comments game. We've been doing this on afternoons a bit. You know, like, everyone's got an opinion about news stories and about videos online. So what we do is we just get some of these comments from underneath the news stories, and then you have to guess what the story was about, okay? So we've got Hugh Stevens to read these out. Everyone's got an opinion, like I say, and you scroll down from the actual story, and there's normally some big argument going on between everybody, sometimes not even about that story at all, about something completely different.
They're often funnier than what you're actually watching.
The comments are the best bit.
Yeah.
So, we've got some online comments from these news stories. You just tell me what news story they're commenting about. And here's Hugh to read some out on the comments game.
Good grief, woman. You are talking nonsense. If you think this lady has small boobs and a fat stomach, may I suggest you get your eyes tested? She looks fit and healthy, and you are not famous, and no one is interested in your measurements.
So that's a comment about a news story on the internet. Any ideas? Play along at home.
Is it the weather woman from GMTV who was exercising in... No, the one that's doing it at the moment, who is out exercising in green lycra.
No.
It's a very big long shot, isn't it, that?
Is a bit. Do you want another clue?
Yes, please.
Here's another comment.
If they are small boobs, then I'm a bloke. I think this lady looks pretty good. My boobs are way smaller than hers, and I'm proud of them. I wouldn't bicycle pump them up for all the tea in China. They are in proportion with the rest of my body, which is very slim and athletic.
Do you think Hugh Stevens is the kind of person that does write comments on these stories?
I hope so. He's brilliant. I think it's Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
Okay, and here's your final clue, your final comment.
What curves? I weigh 99 pounds and I am way more curvy than she is. The difference between my hips and waist is 12 inches.
That's a blooming long torso.
Do you want final guess?
Oh, I see
guess?
It around. I thought around. You meant like... I'm going to go for Katy Perry.
So that's your final answer.
Yeah, I've gone from the one Claire Nazir off GMTV to Cameron Diaz to Katy Perry.
Okay, so here is the story that all those comments were about.
Boris Becker's wife Lily shows off her curves in a swimsuit 6 months after giving birth.
Oh, of course it was.
I was never going to get that.
I know.
Why would I have got that?
It's quite a hard game.
That's quite specialist.
Let's see if this one's easier.
It looks like a 70-year-old in the first pick.
What's that comment about? What story? Looks like a 70-year-old in the first pick.
It's not you, is it? Is it?
No!
Oh, right. You are wearing a T-shirt which claims you've been to a festival in 1957.
We discussed this earlier. This is obvious.
Don't pretend to have been to the 57 festival if you don't want me to think you're at least 60.
We've looked this up. This festival, my T-shirt doesn't exist. The Summer Isles Festivals, 57. Anyway, what story are they talking about?
She looks like a 70-year-old in the first pic.
Oh, she. I didn't hear that before. Who's it going to be? Who can look old? Who? Guess.
Who would I guess?
Yeah.
Katie Price.
Katie Price.
Just a guess.
I'm going to go with Katie Price then.
It just looks like she's washed her hair and left it out to dry naturally. This is how my hair goes if I do that.
Love you on these.
Christine Blakely?
And one more.
It's probably not your fault, and I clearly had no idea that up in the north you don't know what a perm is. So I gladly explain with a little help.
Well, that's the final comment.
Kerry Katona with curly hair.
The story is...
Is Kylie trying to recapture her Ramsey Street glory days? Or was this just a bad hair day?
Bless Kylie.
I know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
When you hear this music, you know that a posh lady is about to read out your emails on Dear Scott.
What's a pub quiz? Stacey, off of Las Vegas.
This one was on earlier. It's one of our American listeners, and they don't really have pubs in Las Vegas or quizzes. So we're going to go to Vegas and do one at Caesar's Palace. Well, that is what I'm saying until somebody has just texted in saying that Matt Goss, off of 80s boy band Bros, does Friday night at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. What's he do there, then?
He does...
Surely not singing.
Oh, he does every Friday and Saturday night in the Gossy Room. Do you think that was named before he got there, or do you think that was just coincidence?
I don't think they had a Gossy Room there before.
He says he's doing his own show at 10 o'clock. It doesn't say whether he's got a quiz or not.
Is it a pub quiz, though?
Doesn't say. He's just finished 4 months at the Palms, and now he's at Caesar's Palace. There's a nice picture of him with Natasha Bedingfield and Mel B at the top.
What does he do, though?
Well, it doesn't say.
Don't reveal what a pub quiz is, because they'll be listening to the podcast.
He says his show is created by the person who created Pussycat Dolls.
What, is he doing burlesque?
There will be a 7-piece band and some sexy female dancers.
Oh, same as Cher's one. They probably use the same open-minded dancers that Cher uses on her show on a Tuesday night at Caesar's Palace.
It was quite popular, though. LA Times said he was the best new actor in Vegas, which still doesn't say whether it's a quiz or not.
OK, let's find that out. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hello.
I've been listening to your show on podcasts this week, and I heard what Becca said about Chat Roulette. I had never been on that site, even though I had heard a bit about it. So when I heard your comments, I decided to...
It's in some of the tabloids today that both Kate Moss and Kelly Brook have been on Chat Roulette.
All I can say is, absolute idiot. Do not do it. It's just gross.
Biggest regret ever.
Yep.
Yep.
I saw a lot of what I didn't want to see.
Yep.
I shouldn't have done it, but as I'm a girl, I am very curious. I am scarred.
Yeah.
You complete me. Love you. Hannah, off of Norwich.
Hannah, we did say at the time, obviously your curiosity got the better of you, but don't do that. Please don't do that.
Seriously, you can trust me on a lot of things, and that is one of them. Don't do it.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L. So, is Chappers still in the bathroom, or what? Matt.
Yes, Chappers used to work on the show. He went to the loo on Christmas Eve and never came back, so presumably he's still there, yeah.
I thought I heard him on 5 Live last night.
No, that's not him.
Oh.
He's still in the loo. There's someone that sounds remarkably like him on there, but it's not the actual
him. Yeah,
because
he was doing something about his show that he had on later on and some woman was flirting with him on there.
No, it's not him.
No?
No.
What about that one who looked like him on MasterChef?
That's John Turode.
Oh, okay. He's the one that made the really awful holiday sauce.
That's it.
Yeah,
the one where you'd be embarrassed to, like, you'd probably stop them from showing that on TV because it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, I thought I saw him on there and I was like, oh, just John Turode. Okay.
Next.
Dear Scott and everyone else, I heard you saying this morning that you won't visit Utah because there isn't much to see. Maybe you'd consider visiting Lake Bluff, Illinois instead. We have Jake the Turkey, who is definitely worth a visit.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he sounds amazing.
Lake Bluff.
Jake is a wild turkey that just appeared in our village earlier this year. He hangs out on the corner of the village's busiest junction all day long, disrupting traffic. He even has his own Facebook page. Recent attempts to catch Jake so that he can be relocated have not been successful. He is too loyal to his Lake Bluff fans.
This sounds better than anything that we've heard from Utah so far. No offence, Utah.
Let us know if you want to stop by. We'll show you around. Love you, high five, fist bump, etc. The Longworths, originally off of England and Amsterdam, now off of Lake Bluff, Illinois.
We need to get ourselves to Illinois.
He looks amazing.
Are you search engining him?
Yeah, he's got loads of fans.
Is it just a turkey?
Some people are saying that he should do more entertainment. I was just like, he's just a turkey. Yeah. He's not there for your amusement.
I think your options are fairly limited. Anyway, anything else you want to say? Anywhere else you want to invite us? Then scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email. Some people from the 80s have been on saying, do not, whatever you do, slag off Matt Goss's show. It's brilliant. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I've already worked out next year's show at the Edinburgh Festival. I'm a trained CIA assassin who's also a crazy Icelandic pop star. You fall in love. It's the Bjork Identity. Got like a big feather thing in my head at this point. Wow! Ah! Never be so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you crush your heart and hope to die. I think I could do Bjork easier than I can do Jason Bourne.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.